Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. You're going to like what Pastor George is going to share with us today. It's entitled, Done with Debt.
Done with Debt.
And it's all Bible. Mm-hmm. It's all Scripture. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be in debt. We don't have to receive by debt. We can receive by faith.
That's right. That's Glory exactly right. You know, we taught this, a series like this about 4 years ago, and the Lord ministered to me and said, we need to do a refresher for those that had heard it, but need to hear it again, and those who have never heard it. Gloria, can you imagine there are people watching us right now that have never entertained the thought of living debt-free?
That's true.
That's huge. That is huge.
They need to know.
And,
they can do it.
It was 4 years ago that you told me to write that book, Done with Debt, which I have compiled. I've gotten as far as chapter compilations, and that's as far as I got. So I promise you, we will get that.
It's going to be good.
We will get that Done with Debt book completed. But I know that there are so many people, they are done with debt. They're fed up. They're fed up with having to pay.
I remember what it was like.
Over and over and over again for a house.
Yes.
The cost of money is ridiculous, as well as.
We do pay for a house about what? Three times? Four times?
Yeah,
by
I mean.
By the time you get it paid for?
We talked about paying for this building out here, a 30-year loan. It would have been three times. We would have paid for it three times.
If we had to pay interest.
If we had to pay interest on it, which we didn't.
Thank God.
We didn't borrow the money for it. It took a little bit longer. We stopped a few times, but hey.
It's been paid for a long time.
It's been paid for a long, long time. I want to talk about something here today, Gloria, that's very, very important in the life of faith, and it's very important where making this quality decision to live debt-free is concerned. Brother Copeland taught me years ago about the quality decision and what that is, and the fact that it's a decision where you settle the issue once and for all.
Let me just say, there's no way out.
There's no way out. That's good. That's it right there. There's no way out. You know, even to this day, I said this to Terry the other day. We were talking about some things. And I said, you know what? You and I made a quality decision that we would never borrow the money.
Yeah.
She said, that's right. That's right. And it never, that decision is so rooted in us. Mm-hmm. That option never shows up.
Yes, that's
there
right.
There is no option
quality
whatsoever.
Decision.
It's a quality decision. And, well, I'll just read you a couple of them here in number two, on A2. This is what I've learned from Brother Copeland through the years, and all of these notes are available to you right now, kcm.org. Click on the picture of Glory in me, and it'll take you right over to the notes. But a quality decision settles the issue once and for all. Mm-hmm. A quality decision is a decision with which there is no retreat, no turning back, no return. A quality decision is a decision where argument and debate no longer exist.
That's right.
A quality decision becomes a memorial to look back on at when you are challenged to compromise your stand. And a quality decision opens the door to the reality of what you are desiring and what you are believing for.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to get to this number four. I'm going to save this one for just a moment. Don't read that yet. Because you actually said it. But in debt freedom, one of the things that Brother Copeland said to me, and it liberated me, when we were in debt, he said, George, the moment you make the decision to live debt free, God sees you debt free.
Praise God.
And I got to tell you, that just lifted the pressure from me. And I'm telling you right now, that phrase that Brother Copeland gave me, I'm giving that to you. The moment you make that quality decision where you don't retreat, you don't go back, you say, this is it, this is what we're going to do. The moment you make that decision to be debt free, God sees you debt free.
What would keep you from making that decision, George? Let me just suggest to you.
Okay.
That what would keep you from doing that is fear.
Fear? That's
lack.
Good. Oh, fear of lack.
So
fear
what
of lack.
So what are you saying about your confidence in the Father to be your source?
That's good. That's really good.
Not much. You're not trusting your source.
You're not trusting in
and
yourself.
And really,
yeah,
we're what you can't be trusted. You and me, we're the ones that can't be trusted. Yeah. God can be trusted.
Yep.
So if we'll put our faith in Him, He'll see it through. Now, you and I might not have the power or the insight on how to make it work.
Yep.
But when we go to God, He's got a way to do everything He promises to do.
He does. And what He's looking for in us is our faith.
Yeah. We have to give Him a place mm-hmm. to work.
You know, I'm thinking about
the workplace is faith.
The workplace is faith. What He has so blessed us with His grace, mm-hmm. we take it with our faith.
That's right.
I'm thinking about the woman with the issue of blood and what happened to her and how she spent all that she had. She didn't get better. She was really, based on the law, she was ostracized. She was set apart from everyone, from humanity. She wasn't allowed. 12 years this was going on. And when she was healed, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole.
Yes.
And the word whole there mm-hmm. is complete. Not only was she healed.
That's right.
Not only was she emotionally restored, but every debt was gone. Everything that she had spent, she'd lost her whole living, it was restored. I wouldn't be surprised if Jesus had called Judas over with the bag and said, we're going to restore this right now. I mean, how many times have we seen Kenneth do this?
Yeah.
How many times have we seen Brother Copeland pay for something or lift that burden? I believe Jesus did it that way. He made her whole again. And debt freedom is a part of your wholeness.
Right.
And it takes a quality decision. And that's what Terry and I had to do. That's what Kenneth and Gloria had to do, to make that quality decision of no retreat, that we are getting out of debt and we are going
to stay out of debt. Amen.
And I like what you said here. Number four, this is what you said when we taught this 4 years ago. You are only one decision away from your debt freedom. That's good.
That's right.
That's good.
What is that decision? I'm not borrowing any more
money. Mm-hmm. I'm not borrowing any more money. I'm staying out of the bank.
I'm getting out of debt and I'm not borrowing again.
And the decision that you make to be debt-free, it activates your faith.
Yeah.
It really, you start thinking, it changes everything. It changes the way you think. It changes the way you perceive things. All of a sudden, you find yourself in the atmosphere of faith.
Yes.
And you're believing God.
I like the way you said that.
This atmosphere of faith comes up.
Atmosphere of faith.
And there's a momentum that happens. Mm-hmm. That's what Terry and I had to do. Terry and I, after Brother Copeland shared that with me, I went home that day from the office and I sat down with her. I said, Terry, your dad said this to me, that the moment you make the decision, the quality decision to be debt-free, God sees you debt-free. So we did that. We made that commitment. We made that dedication to live debt-free. And I mean, the ball started rolling. Things started happening.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it really does. It just began the process in our life of seeing debt freedom come to pass. It is not impossible. Nothing is impossible
That's
with
right.
God. And it's not impossible for you if you will make that quality decision. Now, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland made a series of 7 quality decisions in 1967. See, I'm a historian.
You are, aren't you?
And I wrote these down here, and they're in your notes.
Yeah,
but
listen
to the quality decision they made. Never ask anybody for a place to preach. Don't ever ask anyone for money. Never preach for anyone based on a financial arrangement. If faith won't get it, we won't have it. Whatever we see in your word and we understand what you're telling us in your word, we will adopt that to our own lifestyle immediately, whether we like it or not, because your word is final
Amen.
Authority. Our children are not going to hell.
Amen.
And finally, don't borrow money. You made that decision.
We will not borrow money.
You made
we
a
didn't.
Quality decision not to borrow money. We cannot waver on this. You can't be in and out about this thing. When it comes to debt freedom, it's an aggressive force.
Mm-hmm.
And to break that stronghold.
It's a step of faith.
It is. And to break the stronghold.
You're releasing your faith in the banker, the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you're putting your faith in God to supply your needs.
It's a shift.
That's a big
yeah.
shift.
Yeah.
But it works.
You're shifting your source.
Yeah, that's right.
And that quality decision that we make to be debt free, the scripture verse for that is James chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that waves is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he will receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So the bottom line to this is we cannot be double-minded about this. It's not double-minded.
It's either faith or it's unbelief.
That's right. And you can't think one day, we'll decide to be debt-free, and the next day start talking about going to the bank and borrowing the money. That's being double-minded.
That's right.
If you're going to get on this, you got to go on it full force. It has to be total and complete dedication to what the Word of God says, and you cannot waver. You cannot get out of it or get. You cannot allow yourself to be moved away from it. And Gloria, we have some testimonies to show later on in the broadcast that we're doing of people who have experienced debt freedom in their lives. And they made that decision. They made the quality decision to let free and they just, to be debt free, and they just wouldn't let go of it. So if you look at page 2 here, Gloria, this is what we're going to do. And this, it brings us to this Friday broadcast, because this to me, this is a major starting point for living debt-free. It's for anything, Gloria. It's for healing. It's for the healing of the physical body. We have to make a decision. We have to make a quality decision based on the Word of God. I am the healed. I take my healing in Jesus' name. I take hold of it. Well, it's the same thing with debt.
That's right.
You have to be forceful about it. You know, when it talks about, and you've taught us this before, about believe that you receive. That word receive is to take with much force, to seize with a grip that cannot be shaken off. It's bulldog faith.
Bulldog faith.
It's a bulldog faith that bites down on the Word, and you have to bite down on the Word of your debt freedom and don't let go of it. Terry and I...
Don't deviate.
Yeah, don't deviate from it.
You just keep going straight ahead.
No, you don't deviate from this. And so I believe what the Lord wants us to do here is to make the quality decision to be debt-free. And I want to say this to the crew that's in here, all of those that are in the studio with us today. Let's do this for real. I mean, this is for real.
Yeah. And
I'm going to lead you in this.
Commitment.
It's a commitment. It's a dedication. And your debt freedom, it begins right now. It starts right now. What Brother Copeland said to me is true for you, that the moment in time that you make the quality decision to be debt-free, God sees you debt-free.
And you don't have to do this. You can just sit there and ignore everything we're doing. But if you want to be debt-free, this is the way you start it.
So I want us to do this together, and I want you to repeat this after me and those in the
in
studio,
faith, we're
on camera,
it.
Wherever.
We're going to take it.
We're going to take
when
this
you believe,
today.
You take it.
Okay. And this, Gloria, this is exactly what Terry and I did. And I don't know exactly what you and
but
Kenneth did, but I'm sure it's pretty close to this.
Yeah.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for your debt
ready.
Freedom? It begins right here and right now.
If you want it, you don't have to do it. But
that's
if
right.
If you want it, here it goes.
All right. Say this after me. By faith in Jesus' name.
By faith in Jesus' name.
We make the quality decision.
We make the quality decision.
Right now.
Right now.
To live debt-free.
To live debt-free.
Say, I am getting out of debt.
I am getting out of debt.
I am staying out of debt.
I am staying out of debt.
And I will live in God's abundant overflow.
And I will
live in
God's
abundant overflow. As of this moment in time.
As of this moment in time.
Now you need to write it on your calendar. You need to write the date and the time, because this is when it begins. At this moment in time.
At this moment in time.
I declare.
I declare.
I am debt free.
I am debt free.
I am debt free in Jesus' name.
I am debt free in Jesus' name.
My days of debt.
My days of debt
are over forever. I am done with debt.
I am done with debt.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
The Word of God says.
The Word of God says.
In Romans 13:8.
Romans 13:8.
Keep out of debt.
Keep out of debt.
I stand on that word.
I stand on that word.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now something significant just happened in the realm of the Spirit right now.
Praise God. Thank
something
you, Lord.
Big is taking place. And in this scripture, I'll look at it really quick. How much time do we have there?
4 minutes, I believe.
4 minutes. In Hebrews chapter 1, it says in verse 3, I'll start with verse 2. Verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, who has been appointed heir of all things. If I can just camp on that for just a moment, He is the heir of all things. If we are joint heirs with Jesus, mm-hmm. heirs of God, and Jesus is heir of all things, that must mean that we are heir of all things as well. So that goes to our debt freedom.
Amen.
By whom also He made all the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His
yes.
power. All things by the word of His power. All of heaven backs your decision right now. Because it's based in the Word of God.
Yes, amen.
God upholds, or what is He doing? He's backing all things, the quality decision you just made, by the power of His Word. Because you've aligned yourself to the Word, all of heaven's reserves are available to you. I heard Brother Copeland prophesy that one time, that all of heaven's reserves are available to us. So when we line up with the Word, then all that heaven has for us, we've opened ourselves to it.
We've gotten in the will of God.
Yeah, we're in. We're in it. We're in the will of God. And what we have to do is I like this, set your face like flint, according to Isaiah 57:9, and the Lord will help you get out of debt. So we set our face.
We don't turn to the right or the left.
No, we don't do it. We don't do it. And the scripture that just popped up in me here is from Proverbs in chapter 4. This, you really have to get focused. I would say, Gloria, that you have to get, in this kind of a lifestyle, you have to be focused about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Everything in the Word.
This is not for wimps.
It is not. No, because the devil will try to steal the Word from you. And the stronger we become.
Why would he be so interested? Because as long as you're in debt with somebody,
mm-hmm.
he's got a place.
Oh, Gloria.
But when you cut that Gloria. Debt off,
Mm-mm-mm.
you shut the door on him in that area.
That's right. That's right. And the good thing about this quality decision is, like Kenneth said, the moment you make that decision, God sees you debt-free. So what's happening here is, in that decision, you are starting to separate from that
That's
covenant.
Right. That's
that
right.
That has begun.
That's right.
That has started.
See yourself debt-free.
See yourself completely debt-free. And that's what happened to us. It started a motion of events, events that took place in our life, that once we made the decision, I mean, faith kicked in.
And if you didn't, if you're still borrowing money, charging and doing things, you didn't make a quality decision.
No, you have to quit doing that.
So you got to make that quality
Absolutely.
Decision. Shut that door.
Absolutely. And what you said before about focusing, this is from Proverbs 4, verse 25. Let your eyes look right on and your eyelids look straight before you, Amplified Bible says, with fixed purpose. Ponder the path of your feet and let all of your ways get established. Listen to this. In this scripture, this is Proverbs 4:26. In the New Living, it says, don't get sidetracked.
That's good.
In the NIV translation, do not swerve.
You could add, don't compromise.
Don't compromise it. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. From where? The Word, the decision. Remove your foot from evil. So we have to stay focused on this. But I'm telling you today, if you've made that quality decision, you are on your way
That's
to
right.
complete and total debt freedom.
Hallelujah.
And now Glory and I will be right back. You stay with us.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
My name is Joyce McGill, and I'm from Fordland, Missouri. I've been coming to the Branson Victory Campaign for about 6 years and have loved every minute of it and have bought the tapes and the CDs to take home with me because it's always good even the second time around. I first saw that the book from Kenneth on The Believer's Voice of Victory and was intrigued by it because of my growing up in church and that, you know, prosperity wasn't anything that was even mentioned or spoke about or even thought that that would be anything that we could do, you know. And so he offered it as a free gift. And so I took advantage of that. And that was what really got me thinking, you know, it does say in the Word that is a part of the blessing and we have the right to have that. We decided that we wanted to be debt-free after reading this and listening to on the Believer's Voice of Victory to George Pearson and to Gloria on there. And I ordered the CDs and I copied the notes and I downloaded the notes and printed them out. And there was this wonderful little petition in there that, you know, and it says in the Bible that we can petition God for what we want. And so I just figured if they could do it, why couldn't I do that? I wrote the petition and attached a copy of our mortgage papers to that and decided that, you know, it would take God to fix this. Once I did the petition and then I put it up there on the wall, every time I go by it, I would notice it and I would just put my hand on it, you know, and I would just say, thank you, God, that this mortgage is paid in full. Thank you that we are debt-free so that we can be a blessing to others. And every day, I would thank God that this mortgage is paid in full and we are debt-free. Once I wrote the petition and put it up there, it took about a year and a half, almost 2 years, but I didn't feel discouraged because, you know, I tried to have a little patience, easier sometimes than others, but it took a year and a half to 2 years to get that, for that to come about. 2 years was nothing compared to what we were looking at, you know, especially at our time of life. It was pretty amazing. Once we decided that we were not going to borrow any more money ever, regardless of what it took, God was going to take care of us or we would do without. The transmission went out on our truck, and that was like $4,500 that we did not have. And so I just prayed about it. I thought, okay, we have to sow a seed. And I was led I needed to make a car payment for a couple at our where we went to church. Within a week and a half of that, probably, we had a horse trailer that we'd been trying to sell for quite some time. And this guy from Oklahoma actually happened to see it on our Craigslist posting, and it was exactly what he wanted. He bought it sight unseen, just bring it and I'll pay this for it. We received a $500 check from a friend that just said, you know, God just felt from God that we needed to bless you with this. From the check that we received from our friends as a gift and the sale of the horse trailer, after we had tithed on both of those items, there was enough left for that to pay off the truck, the transmission for the truck, with a little bit left over. So we were in pretty good shape, feeling pretty good about that. Ron had a cousin that had been in a nursing home for over 10 years. And she passed away. When she passed and everything settled, there was money left. And so we wound up with an inheritance that was enough to pay our mortgage in full. So it was just such a blessing, you know, and I equate that back to the $300 seed sown. Because in reality, with her being in the nursing home that long and everything, there should not have been any money left there. Being debt-free is beyond my wildest dreams could have been, you know, to be totally debt-free and to be able to tell my children that you don't have to worry about me anymore.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.